oh shit, it's the girlfriend, and then I just left.
And welcome, everybody, to yet another episode of the Nerf Herder Podcast. This is episode 12, the cutest nerfer.
Me.
I am Vlad Nico, and for my fun fact, cats just have a strange way of finding me. I cannot be outside for more than about an hour before a cat will literally saunter over to me. There's like two options. Either refuse to leave until I give him enough attention and petmanship, or they just walk up, kind of give me a little nod or like wink at me, and then just run away.
So Vlad, would you say you get a lot of pussy?
I get so much pussy. and I also have a brand new mic, so hello, is this thing working? Hello.
Yeah, it sounds good. I mean, it sounds like you usually do, which is good.
Oh, but so, I'm supposed to sound much more sexy and sultry.
Anyways, I am Bobo Lolo, and I actually had to think about which fun fact to use, because I had like a bunch of them. Most of them were just kind of like, not really facts, but more statements about what was going on. But I decided to choose my favorite color used to be this kind of blood, dark red kind of deal. But that was back when I was like, you know, middle school, and of course everyone in middle school is like angsty, so my new favorite color is either like a purple or a pink, like a pastel purple or a pink. And fun fact to go along with that is back in the old days, blue was considered the feminine color and pink was considered a masculine color. Fun fact, don't be ashamed to like purple and pink and the girly colors, because they are the cooler ones.
I wore a pink shirt to school on Friday with a black bow tie, so
woo!
Either supporting all the gay or just being the most masculine man I can be.
So we have a very
special guest.
I was just about to say that. Wow, Draculina is on with us today.
Hello.
So
Draculina, what's your fun fact?
I also really like cats. You and I are basically like the cat whisperers. We just have pussies coming up to us.
Have you guys seen that Slim Jim commercial where it's like, party, and then it goes over to a cat lady? And then it goes back to the party, and then it goes back to the cat lady, and she has like two cats? That's what I'm about.
No. It's so great. I don't really watch TV, so no, I don't.
Ah, boo. TV will consume us all.
So great.
So Vlad, what is on the schedule for today?
Well, Bobo, if you want to know what is on the docket, I need to quickly pull that up, because today, I hope you don't mind that we changed what we're crimdelling, because we're going to crimdell the sweet revenge. Aw, how sweet. It's a hammer shot, but sleek and sexy and pretty.
I don't like the hammer shot that much. It's a 4 out of 10 for me. There we go. I'm done with the crimdell.
That's better than most things that we do. I mean, let's be honest. Like, what did we do? Did we crimdell the Tech 3 and it got like a 3.5 on the crimdell scale once? Like,
on Amazon, they're trying to sell the Sweet Revenge for $30. Yeah, right.
I got mine for like $15 and it came with the glasses and the Ultra. I was like,
well, this is Amazon. Amazon is like Toys R Us.
That is so true. Yeah, we have our intro. Draculina can give us a bit of a backstory. Then we're going to have a war recap, Crimdell. Then you can ask the Draculina stupid questions.
Yeah, I have so many of these like dumb, obvious questions lined up for you. It's going to be great.
Then we can have our best of the best / best of the worst. Then, or somewhere in between then and now, we can talk about the Rebel series, because I'm sure everybody wants to hear what one of the, like, what, 8 to 20 female nerfers thinks about it. I mean, like, hardcore nerfers, not just passive HBZ players. Which, if you're a passive HBZ player or a hardcore female nerfer, no offense, just, you know, you're not making that big of a name for yourself.
Shots
yeah.
fired?
Yeah, do you think?
Shots fired? I don't know.
they don't have a YouTube channel. They're not, you know, going to the most intense Georgia war ever.
Wrecked is always so great.
Dude.
All right, so...
Becky, are you going to go to that? Just out of curiosity, are you going to go to that?
Of course she's going to it.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. Probably.
You better go. We'll be so mad if you
wear
don't.
Wear paintball armor.
I mean, what are you going to do, Bobo? Come to my house? You don't know where I live.
I don't know where you live. All right, let's start this off. Vlad, you can... do it. You're the host today.
I'm the host today? Okay, good. I thought I was the host every day. Anyways, well, actually, this is the part where we get to let Draculina talk about herself. So, Draculina, you were raised by wolves. Is that not correct?
Give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
She has to think about it.
Apparently,
a good story.
The one and only Duke Wintermall was the first to comment on our episode.
It's on YouTube
still. All first.
I think Duke Wintermall is the only person I've ever seen write first that I could actually stand. So congratulations to you.
Okay, sorry.
On winning.
I completely forgot what I was supposed to talk about.
Yeah, what just
yourself.
Tell us, like, how you got into Nerf.
How did you drag me?
I don't know.
Was it love at first bite?
Oh, you're such a loser.
Really sparkling, son.
I'm sorry, I had to say it.
Just talk.
I got into Nerf because of Drac, and I was really, like, not enthused with the first war. I was like, this is a thing that I'm going to my boyfriend with. I don't know what it is. I get to play with Nerf guns, dirtle-dur. And I ended up having a lot of fun and making a lot of friends, like Babalalal over there.
Yay.
Yay!
It's similar to his mating sound, right? Bobble-obble?
Yeah, that's the sound my phone makes. It's like, bobble-obble.
That makes me so happy. By the way, the actual Q&A app is disabled for some reason. And
I noticed that.
That makes me really upset.
Boo.
Google.
Oh, well. So, what's like your what's your favorite blaster? Just give us, just talk. Like, what's your favorite blaster? And what's your favorite thing?
I'm so prejudiced.
To the Boreas.
Shut up. I really like the Alpha Trooper.
Good choice.
I'm such a biased little person because that was the first blaster that I modded myself. And I was like, I'm so proud of this thing. It shoots so well. It looks so cool. I love it. And so, that's my favorite. I don't really have a worst.
Hasn't the worst blaster ever kind of already been officially decided by everyone? It's like a tie between the Tech 3 and the Deploy.
I personally don't like the Centurion because we couldn't
no one likes get the Centurion.
It. We couldn't prime it, and our friend, not really friend, I guess, but our friend could prime it, and we were just like, "What? How do you do this?" And he's like, "I don't know," and he was just going off, and it was bad.
Yeah, the Centurion's pretty bad. I've heard, this is all speculation from things I've heard, but I've heard that they've improved it, but I'm going to call lies on this one.
I doubt it.
Lies. Lies.
I mean, add a scoop. Add 10 to range.
All you need is some CPVC iron sights and pull a K&D, and you get, like, plus 25 accuracy.
Then you put a long shot scope on it, and it gives you infinite ammo and, what was it, plus 300 feet?
I heard nitron scopes help with, like, stability.
Helps you with the 360 no scopes.
I tried 360 no scoping at a war. It did not work. I got my entire team to do it, and it just did not work at all.
I'm imagining, like, just everybody, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that's what we did. I said, guys, 360 no-scope, 1, 2, 3, we all did it. And except for Spitfire, who used like the attachment part of a 5K and he headshot someone. He was like, "Oh my god, I can use it as an actual iron sight!" Oh, and he kept like headshotting people throughout the rest of the day, which was I don't know. But
That's beautiful, but so stupid.
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna say a fun fact, but you've already done that. Say a better fun fact, because Vlad already said
cats. Cats are great. We've cats already established that we are in fact the same person.
Yeah.
We're like the exact same height and everything. It's kind of
French bulldogs are better.
What? What'd you say?
I said French bulldogs are better. Oh!
I honestly think they are so ugly.
No one's gonna care, but I met my first French bulldog the other night, and it was so cute. Oh my god.
You
want
me to date?
I died. Like, its name was Bacon, and it was a car at the grocery store.
Name was Bacon.
And, yes, and I walked up to my car door, and it was just kind of looking at me. I was like, oh my god. And so I asked the guy, like, can I pet him? He's like, oh yeah, go ahead. And I got to touch my first French bulldog. It was so cute. And the
squeed internally. He was like,
basically, the lady came out, and she's like, oh, I see you met my attention whore of a dog. It was so cute. Anyways, I'm done with that. I just love short-nosed dogs so much. They make me
I think pugs are so stupid.
You just don't understand the joy and the magic of pugs.
I don't think that she understands the joy of a derpy dog.
Derpy dogs are the best
dogs. I don't think you understood me correctly. They are so stupid and cute, I need like 10 of them.
I was going to say, if you were saying they're stupid seriously, I was going to say, you haven't met my dog. He's like the dumbest.
There's, my friend Maddie has a really like overweight, obese pug. And his name is Frank, and he can't even walk up the stairs.
Aww.
He just kind of, like, stays on one level.
Well, a couple days ago, my yellow lab decided that she didn't want to wait for me to open the sliding glass door because we have a screened-in porch. I let her in on the screened-in porch, and she decides, you know what, I just want to go inside, so I'm going to go inside. And I turn around when I hear a large whomp as she ran into the door.
You wait.
Yeah.
I think we could go on and on about dogs for an entire, like,
welcome to Dog Herder Cast.
It's just like, today we're going to talk about more pugs. So what's next on the list there, Vlad, since you
we can recap wars, dude. We can recap wars. So, you were lame and didn't go to SENC.
I just got a question that says, Bobo, do you have pizza socks?
What?
I have no idea what pizza socks are, but I do have a t-shirt that I bought from DragonCon that says Hail Pizza, and it's a pizza with a pentagram in it.
I never saw you at DragonCon. I was so looking forward to your costume that it was actually ridiculous. I was
I put a picture up. I went as DashCon. If you do not know about DashCon, educate yourself. It is the greatest convention ever.
That was kind of the greatest thing ever, because it was the epitome... Literally the epitome of Tumblr. Like, it's just a bunch of people. Not really, like,
you didn't have a naked girl next to you because that's like another half of Tumblr.
No. See, if I had a naked lady next to me, I'd be an oppressor and a cishet white male. We should have another 4 episodes of Nerf Herder's podcast about Tumblr.
Welcome to Dash Podcast.
Anyways, you guys talk about your wars. I didn't go to this one because the girlfriend had job stuff, so yeah. Anyways, talk. I'll just be listening.
You want to talk about SENC first?
No.
No? Okay. Then I will talk about the Recon War. Last month, like, was it? Oh, geez. Is it really 3 weeks ago already? Yeah, because it was just after school started. A bunch of my buddies, I started talking to them like, yeah, you know, over the summer, once a month, we've been doing this thing, so you guys want to come down? I told the president I was going to have 4, maybe 5 people coming with me from my school. We ended up having a total of 7 new people coming, both from my school and from BG that I had talked into it. It was one of our larger wars. The noob team consisted of the 7, the vet team consisted of 4. There was a very good chance that we weren't going to survive, but we ended up beating them as always, because, you know, vets versus noobs, it's incredibly one-sided. It was the closest to an even match that we've ever had. So yeah, we played basically till midnight. It was so great. All my friends had a great time. They started talking about it. And now it looks like I'm going to have, like, 8 people coming to this next war from my school. And another one of my friends is like, hey, I can bring all, like, a bunch of zoo teens. I'll bring girls so it's not such a sausage fest. I was like, that's kind of you. So we played a lot of doors, which we really enjoyed. Played one round of zombies, which was super intense because it turned into, like, 8 zombies hunting 2 final humans. It was kind of crazy. So, yeah, that's how my war went. So, Draculina, how was SCNC?
It was really cool. We only had 1 new person this time. I think there were about 6 or 7 people. Like 2 or 3 of the players interchanged. Some of them played a couple of rounds, some of them didn't, and it was just kind of odd back and forth. But we tried to do a new kind of vet round for what we had, and it didn't go very well.
What round was it?
Like,
was it new versus vet? Did I just completely...
No, it was just like, we'll do teams, but it ended up being like more experienced players than the new players.
Good.
People just pick their teams really terribly.
Good. Good. They need a hazing.
There was a free-for-all free-for-all round. I think there were 2 team death matches. We started doing pistol capture the flag, which requires so much running. Oh my god.
Yeah, if you're gonna do capture the flag at that field, you have to have obstacles and stuff.
Well, it's not really that you have to have obstacles, like, it's just hard to run.
Put the flags 10 feet from each other, see how that goes.
Our field is it's really dusty, and if any drop of water gets on the field, it gets so muddy.
I remember in the first one when that guy got stuck with his jeep.
My favorite part about that was his girlfriend taking pictures, and gotta zip up the back. Don't want the laundry to get dirty.
Oh, like, my god, it was so bad.
Clean laundry to go mudding.
Like, people use that area to ride their ATVs, and apparently this guy wanted to go mudding, and he got stuck in this ditch, right?
He was there for like an hour.
Yeah, he was there for an hour, and then all he had to do was back out of it. Like, you couldn't go forward, but as soon as he put it in reverse, he got out, and he was there for an hour doing nothing. It was amazing. And he was like, can you guys winch us out? I was like, what makes you think we have winches on our cars?
Well, you know, maybe they just assumed that he had a bunch of, you know,
yeah, we're a bunch of kids
from the medieval
times.
Winches.
Yeah, the people with Nerf guns are totally gonna have.
What did Drax say? He was like, "This is your hobby. You can do it yourself," or something like that.
Oh my god! I love that. I love that. Oh my gosh! I'm gonna have to use that.
Yeah.
Usually, I just say "not my circus, not my monkeys," which is an old Polish phrase.
That's
basically
racist.
Basically just means, bitch, that ain't my problem.
That's racist.
That sounds racist.
Okay, DashCon. Okay, Tom.
That sounds racist, so therefore...
The thing is, though, Vlad, DashCon was, like, the opposite of the politically correct part of Tumblr. It was all, like, the super who, like, fringe... whatever people like on Tumblr.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was the fandom section of Tumblr that did this.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
To give you an idea, when they heard that they had to get $17,000, they put up the hunger sign, hand sign, and then they sang Les Miserables songs.
What?
That part of Tumblr was at DashCon.
No.
Yes.
That's terrible.
There's also the part of DashCon... There's also the part of Tumblr that pees in ball pits. That was the other part that showed up. apparently.
Yeah. Anyway, seriously, if you have not educated yourself on DashCon, please go do it, because it's so perfect. It's just, it's amazing.
I think I saw another person dressed as DashCon, because there was a girl sitting on the ground, and she was just, like, in a little blow-up tub.
There
like,
were apparently...
shoes, and she had balls.
There were apparently 5 DashCons at Dragon Con.
That is hilarious.
Yes, I saw... Beautiful. I've seen pictures of 2 other ones, or 3 other ones.
That's hilarious.
Yep. So, back on a nerfing.
Okay, yeah, back on topic, because apparently, I just got a message from Duke, he's like, you guys need to stay on topic. I'm like,
never.
We like getting off topic.
Never.
So, we appreciate the input, but we do what we want. This is my boat.
You're anyway. Oppressing us, Duke.
You're oppressing us, you whatever. Anyways, so yeah, guys, you want to Grimdell something?
I mean, we could talk about the leaks instead.
Oh, that might work better.
Leaks, okay. Leaks.
Leaks, I did not get the links for that because my computer was running slowly.
I got it, hold on.
Okay, put it on...
I know I did a video about it.
Yeah, and so did, like, almost every other YouTuber.
I didn't do one.
Every other YouTuber.
So, I have integrity.
I haven't done one either because I'm too lazy to. I mean, I,
all right,
I have a video that
I'm sending. I'm sending you guys a link, so check that out. So if you haven't seen, I don't know how you wouldn't have seen these leaks. Someone, don't know who, I would like to give credit, but I'm not entirely sure where the credit is due on this one. But I know Rob of SBNC posted it up, so I'm going to give him some credit. I think it came from Baidu. I'm not going to...
That's what I heard.
Probably that's where it came from. Anyways, so it's the 2015, we'll quote 2015 lineup, and it shows a repainted Firestrike, a Triad, something called like a Sling Strike, a repainted Strong Arm, something called a Sharp Fire that looks like an NES Zap gun, Flip Fury, repainted Taliator, the Rhino Fire, which also had 2 new videos leaked on it. Was it 2 or 1?
One.
I thought it was 2. Anyways, Orange Strife, which I'm guessing is the 2015 release for wherever this came from. I don't know if it's China, Japan, Singapore,
yeah,
wherever.
I have Orange
this, right, I don't know the different characters that are used over there, so I don't want to be like, oh, it's definitely Japanese because I can't read it, because that's slightly racist.
Yes, places.
Crossbolt, something called, and then you have some mega stuff, Big Shot, the Cyclone, and the Berserker, and then you have the Modulus, which is chunky as hell.
It looks like a heavy weapon.
So, do you guys want to just start off with the stuff we have not seen before, such as the Sling Strike, the Sharp Fire, the Flip Fire?
I think the Sharp Fire looks ridiculous. I love it.
The Sharp Fire is like, think of the Demolisher stock flipped upside down and then attached to an NES Zap gun. And that's what
that's it.
And there was speculation on Reddit, and I don't know who put this up, but I wanted to smack them, that said, like, maybe there's a possibility you take the stock and put it on, like, the grip end of the Sharp Fire and use it as an axe, and someone was like, yes, let's beat each other with hard plastic.
That makes me happy.
Yeah. So...
Oh my gosh, the fact that somebody would predict that makes me so happy.
It means
that there's somebody dumber than me.
I'm speculating this is going to be a break-style blaster. We're going off an image where you cannot see, like, any details at all.
Yeah.
But at the front of it, you'll notice a little black dot and a curved down area leading to the gray part of the shell. That looks like there's a screw there, kind of like the barrel break.
Almost just looks like words are put over it.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm speculating, guys.
Out of curiosity, did you see the Virgin Mary in your French toast this morning? Just out of curiosity.
Surprisingly, yes.
Oh, okay. I think I know what we're working with now, right?
Yeah. So, no one knows what the hell the Sharp Fire is. I don't think anyone has an idea. because it's...
Yeah.
This
is such blurry images and stuff.
Yeah, we're working with, like, UF, like, the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot photo over here. It's blurry, it's grainy, it's...
This is kind of like HBO, like, way, way, way back in the day where you would get it as, like, a scrambled channel and you could kind of every once in a while make out, like, you know, a boob or something.
Yeah, let's go to an easy one. Let's go to an easy one, the Flip Fury. This is basically a double-cylindered blaster. It's kind of like those Mavericks, I forget who made it. I wish I could credit people, but someone way back when made a tri-cylinder and dual-cylinder Maverick, and then they did it with a strong arm, and that's basically what this is.
They also did it with Spectres as well.
Did they? That's cool.
Yeah. Yep. This basically just looks like a strong arm with two cylinders, and it looks kind of cool. If they're only charging like $15 for it, I would say sure.
I'm going to say 25. That's my guess.
Well, I'm saying how much I would buy it for. I'm not saying that they're actually going to charge that. They're probably going to try to charge 30.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, there, don't listen to me for prices. As,
no.
You know, being on the high side.
Always
lowball it.
Now, the one that has had a little bit of debate on Nerf Modder's welcome is the Crossbolt. It's... Honestly, I say it's going to be a flywheel blaster. Some people have said it looks like a Springer bullpup, but which leads me to ask, how the hell would you put Springer internals behind the magazine for that?
You can't.
No. And that gray piece on the top is definitely a jam door, and it's going to be another bullpup flywheel, except it has crossbow arms on it.
Yep.
Not entirely sure why.
Because that makes it a bow.
You have to add a little emphasis here and there. Otherwise, nobody will take you seriously.
And now, I will say this is probably my favorite one of this entire lineup, the Big Shot. It is a Mega Jolt.
It looks like something you would use.
I am so excited for this. Like, I don't like the Mega stuff. They haven't really impressed me too much. The Magnus was all right. But this thing looks like you can convert it to shoot Steffens, and it'll have a big enough plunger tube in it to actually get some incredible ranges out of it.
Yeah, that just...
You guys have anything to say on it? Because, wasn't there a picture released of it?
There were a couple. I don't think that it was anything too significant.
The dart holder is on the top, and you push it forward.
Yeah.
So the mega head on the dart goes into the holding cavity. It's kind of like
Giggity.
The backwards dart holder.
Jeez. Getting all explicit up in here, Bobo. Jeez. Ooh.
Insert the head into the tight cavity.
Don't make me pull out my sexy voice, because last time we did that, well...
I
had some problems.
They have a Cyclone, which is a mega strong arm, and the Berserker, which is like the Busby Torrent, but for mega darts, and it's funny because Rob made
I
that
think
fake.
Yeah, it's spelled.
Huh?
I think it's funny how it's spelled. It's like Berserker.
Berserker. Didn't Busby have the Berserker? That's confusing.
Yeah, they did.
But,
I don't think they sell it anymore.
Remember Rob made that mock-up mega firing like torrent a while back, and now it's actually becoming a thing.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Something similar to that happened with the Strife, where people were making clip-fed barricades, and
That's
then the Strife came out. And apparently somebody asked Nerf, hey, did you kind of, like, take this idea from us? And they're like, we had this idea, like, 3 years ago. We're just getting ready to put it out.
Joshua from Australia has said that Rob said Urban Taggers found that lineup pick. So Urban Taggers, who like, go dead quiet for a whole entire year, and then they just pop up with one post, and it's, like, the biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are awesome. Love you, Urban Taggers.
They know how to come back.
All right, so now let's discuss the Modulus, because I have no idea what is going on here. It is...
There's even a scope.
It looks like... it looks like a Nitron had a baby with, like...
A Rhino Fire stamp.
It's massive. Like, it... Ooh! So, it's... It $150. Fires, like, darts. it fires elite darts because there's a straight mag, and also because the barrel on it doesn't look like it would fire discs. The perspective could be wrong. It could fire a disc for all I know. But, Draculina, I want to hear your take just from this picture. How do you think it's going to work? It's called the Modulus, so some people say that's going to be a modular system. How do you think this is going to work? Tell me your thoughts.
I don't really know. Bobo, I'm sorry.
I don't know. It's confusing. Vlad, what do you think?
I don't think that looks very modular, unless there's like 8 blasters in there and you just kind of peel them away one by one. That doesn't look too modular.
I will say, if this is true from the picture, that the tack rail is attached at one point, and then it's just kind of like a bar that goes over with no secondary attachment area. So think of like the long shot, if you just kind of cut the rail in half, that's what you have. That looks kind of cool.
About right.
I like that.
It almost looks like they kind of have like a built-in shield.
Ooh, yeah.
Down. Yeah, you see that?
So
that's where the stampede part came from.
People were saying there's no rev trigger on this, so it could be the return of electronic Springer, but it has that foregrip in the front, so it could be like a Alpha Trooper Prime.
I don't think
it. I actually can't see anywhere. Well, never mind. I'm stupid.
Well, no, I don't see anywhere.
Look at the front of the blaster.
I don't see any way that would be priming it just by the shape of the shape of that. But you also notice that the photo's been doctored a little bit there. You notice.
Yeah.
Everywhere else is kind of like an off-white, and that that section right there is just pure white. So.
I'm gonna put my money and say that the stock is gonna be really flimsy.
Oh yeah, it looks like an old
like
style
Recon stock. It's gonna be the second generation of Recon stock.
Oh, watch this be just as good as a Recon. Just watch.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. I mean, how much do you think this is gonna retail for? I'm gonna say 65.
Well, I'd say like 60 to 80, maybe.
Yeah, I'm leaning more towards 80. Depends on what they're putting into it. I mean, they're trying to sell the Cam Blaster for, what, 85?
And the Rhino Fire is going to be 100.
Yeah, so...
I still feel bad that I went off on the Cam Blaster and was like, oh, it's so much. But the Rhino Fire is like 100. I'm like, eh.
It's because it's double-barreled and it's pulsating. And
I think it's like because... The whole camera edition was like a big gimmicky trick to get people to buy it, and that's what pissed me off. But the Rhino Fire is just like another Nerf blaster to me. It's just like, I don't think it's worth it. I don't know. But yeah, the 2015 lineup picture is quite exciting if you're into like new releases. Definitely going to be picking up the Big Shot because that thing looks awesome and comfy and it just looks cool.
Okay, breaking news from Duke himself. Beep, 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 beep. He says, this is the message they sent me. A breakdown of the root Chinese word seems to suggest the modulus is actually a line of interchangeable parts that is its own line and not an actual one blaster. So it was just an early pitch concept that was given at a Chinese marketing meeting. So it would appear as though like that isn't even like that could be its final form, I guess. Like, you buy the individual parts? What was that?
So this is my final form.
Yeah. It's your final form, Bobo.
Do you think Nerf stole ideas from that app they had where you could put different parts together and they were secretly using this as market research? Conspiracy!
Bobo, I think you can just suggest that to DashCon.
Because that's what it reminds me of.
DashCon all night. This is gonna be great.
Nerf had a thing on their website where you could like put different pieces of like InStrike and InStrike Elite blasters together, and they're like, "Oh, show us what you got." And so you had people putting like the Proton or the Praxis stock on a long strike body with like a Vulcan front on the front of it, and you could just make them ridiculous. And that's what it reminds me of.
That could very well be a
secret market research, guys. I know their secrets. I'm gonna start
can't
a
hide
show.
Anything anymore.
I'm gonna start a show where I go to like on the outskirts of Area 51 and go, like, Nerf has been using secret aliens. And I'll put it on the History Channel and get tons of money. It's gonna be great.
That's beautiful. I really, really just, I want that, even if you have to green screen it.
Oh, everything will be green screen. I will actually be in Area 51. I'll be where I am now and just say I am there. It's kind of a good idea. So what's next on the list since there's really nothing else to say about the leaks until we get more,
a whole lot. No.
Is this when we get to ask our stupid questions?
Yeah, this is when you get to ask your stupid questions.
I guess we're going to cover just the obvious things people want to know. So,
pretty much.
Can I see Drax's face?
No.
What does it look like?
It looks ridiculously adorable.
See, now I heard that there was one time, somebody was asking about this, one time he removed the mask for me, and there was nothingness. There was just a black pit where there should have been a face.
Yeah.
And I looked beyond the black pit, and I saw the end. There was nothing. Not even the children were spared.
Nope.
I haven't slept since.
I can make so many Metal Gear Solid 3 references right now, but I don't think you'd get them.
No, I wouldn't. I almost made so many Welcome to Night Vale references, but
shut up.
What?
I was going to say, when you saw the end, did you turn off your console for a week, then come back and loot his dead body? No? Okay. I hope someone gets that. Please.
Somebody probably will. We have enough viewership.
There's a boss in Metal Gear Solid 3 called The End, who's an old, fat guy who's a sniper. And of course, Hideo Kojima puts, the greatest gaming things in his game, so when you find him, if you shut off your console for, a week and come back, he'll die because of old age. It's kind of awesome. That's one way to kill him.
He dies after a week?
Yep, if you just shut off your console and come back later.
That is,
it's kind of like how if you want to defeat Psycho Mantis, if you have your controller in the first port, he'll know every move you're going to make. In the cutscene, he starts naming off lists from the save game files on your card. It'll be like, oh, I see you play, this game and this game. And so when you're trying to fight him, if you're using the first port, the first console port, he'll know what moves you're going to do. So in order to beat him, you have to move to the second player port.
No.
So he can't read it. Isn't that crazy? Is that not crazy? That's amazing.
That's so cool.
That's why I love Hideo Kojima. So when you said the end, I was like, oh, man, I could totally say so many things right now.
Well, you lost us.
I'm done. I'm done rambling.
Okay, he's done with his nerd rage. Okay.
No, there's no one. Was it true love at first sight?
I mean, it was weird.
Is he really?
It's a little awkward whenever so strange boy is like, draw a thing for me, and he just shoves stuff. Wow, never mind.
What?
Wait a second.
I was gonna say when he shoves stuff in your face, but that obviously went a bit far.
That's the best love story ever.
He put a card in my face, and he gave me markers, and he was like, draw something for me. So I was like, oh, okay. And then I guess we
started
from that.
And this is the last one, but is he really a vampire?
I don't know. That's something you have to ask him.
Oh, good answer.
Yeah. I've asked, and I was not disappointed. So, tell me, Draculian, you drew a cat when he asked you to draw something, right? Obviously.
No, I drew a man in a sailboat with a volcano behind him, and the volcano was exploding, and he was just like, oh shit.
That's great.
I'm not even lying, that's the first thing I ever drew him.
That is so great.
And now I'm actually drawing cats.
Oh, well, of course. I'm trying to think, what was the last thing that I drew on request?
The last thing I drew on request was Drac.
Just somebody's like, hey, draw Drac. Or
well,
Drac
no, he
asked, hey, draw Drac.
Vlad, I'm going to send you a picture over Facebook of the last thing I drew on request.
Oh, God. I think I'm going to scan the last thing that I drew on request and send it to you because it's scary. Like,
So, I was in a chat with all, like, a bunch of the Southeast guys, and we just started drawing stuff, and this is what I drew.
Oh, my God.
It's like 4.jpg. No one will ever know.
It's like meat spin. What the hell? What?
It's a bunch of stick figures doing things. I'm not going to say what they're doing, but yeah.
It's okay, Draculina. You will see this after the podcast. I can't describe how weak I am. But so yeah, the request was, as you know, this is last year, then this is partially why I don't do requests anymore.
Draculina, it's in the chat. Oh, in the chat box.
Okay.
Part of the reason that I don't
what?
Do requests
what?
Anymore. Yeah. Hey,
what?
No lie, you're impressed.
I can do a handstand.
He can do a handstand. You're impressed.
We should have a game where we have to guess what we're sending each other.
And whoever gets the closest gets, like,
exactly.
A special something.
Well, for this one, I'm doing a handstand. Nom, Chicken, and Mello are with me. What are we doing?
Exactly what they told us not to do at the dance, which I'll tell you guys. I'll tell you guys the exact words after the podcast.
Oh man,
it's pretty fun to hear a priest say these sort of things.
I've only heard "save room for Jesus." That's the only thing I've ever heard.
They told us that and much, much more.
Oh boy,
yeah.
Oh God, we're so.
But, so the last thing that I drew on request, I was actually in the art room at school, and I was just messing around drawing, and my best friend walks up. And he jumps up on the table, and he lays across it, and he goes, "Hey, Vlad, draw me like one of your French girls." So I did.
And that gave a voice?
Yes, he did, which
all
is
right.
Out of character for him.
I would have been really disappointed if he didn't. If you were lying to me, I would have been really upset.
Oh, that voice I did not expect to come from him. I expect that voice to come from me. I mean,
oh.
The voice comes from me. Very, very often, and I have no problem with that. But when it comes from him, I'm like, this is either super serious or just super gay. So I drew him.
Why
exactly
not both?
Well, you know, he's seriously gay. No, he's actually obnoxiously straight, and it's kind of funny. It's like the yin and the yang. Like, opposites attract. But yeah, so I drew him as a French girl, and that was an interesting experience. To see my best friend as a French girl. As a French maid, I should say.
Draw me as a French maid.
Do you really, really want...
I actually really want you to do this now.
I'll do it for you.
Yes! Oh, I'm so excited now.
Can we have a contest now? That's what I should have drawn instead of doing Bobo Lobo.
Yeah, yours, you didn't send it through the email, so you weren't...
I know, I messed up there. But you gotta admit, you were impressed. You were
a little bit. Had a nice, I don't even
nice
know if I should
cleavage.
Describe what it was. It was a...
Nice butt cleavage.
Oh, yeah, it was like me. It was purple with butt cleavage. It was kind of amazing.
I can send that to the Dracula.
Do we have anything nerf-related to talk about? We're so off track.
We are so off topic. Duke is going to be so upset with us.
I can't think of anything.
There was the leech, and that was basically it. I mean, everybody was freaking out because, like, you know... Rhino Fire looks like it actually does have a decent rate of fire, which,
yeah.
You know, I mean, stock it has a pretty nice rate of fire.
It just
looks like it could actually get better, so.
I just want to see someone integrate that onto, like, a long shot.
Clack, 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 clack.
Like, I'm so tempted to integrate onto a Rapid Strike or something just to be like, I did it!
No, integrate it onto... You need to integrate the... Rhino Fire onto a Maverick. Not a Maverick onto the Rhino Fire. A Rhino Fire onto the Maverick.
I don't think that would...
Order is important. Order is important.
Hmm. We will have to see.
Okay.
One challenge.
Well, do you want to, you want to do the best of the worst?
I don't have any, surprisingly.
I've got a bunch of them.
Wait. Let me go check my source for most of my best for the worst. Best of the worst.
The Nerf Facebook page?
Oh, I will say, best of the worst, this happens once a year, the Buzz Agent attack on the Nerf page.
My, what?
Okay, so there's this thing called Buzz Agent, that's how it's spelled, BZZ Agent, and I don't know exactly what it is, but apparently they get free stuff. I don't really understand how it works, but every year, 1 to 2 times a year, the Nerf page gets flooded with people posting, like, my kids love this, hashtag got it for free, hashtag Buzz Agent. I'm scrolling way down, literally that is what every comment is, like, my kids enjoy this, got my Christmas present. Oh, it's awful. It's so bad.
Hate it when just people, like, spam and stuff, and it's just bad.
I honestly don't like it when people are like, I got this for blah, 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 and blah, 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 and I'm like, hashtag no one cares.
Yeah, that's what I put. I say hashtag no one cares, hashtag get over it, or something
hashtag,
like that.
Hashtag,
hashtag. Hashtag, hashtag. Hashtag blessed.
What did I say today at dinner? My dad had said something, or no, my sister said, at her age, boys are gross and wear bad clothing, and I'm just sitting there eating. I'm like, hashtag unworthy. Die. It was so great. It reminded me of Vlad, Anthem.
Vlad, lay it on us.
Not with those shoes on. Okay, I will lay it on you, nice and thick, creamy like peanut butter, or that JPEG. So somebody posted the Nerf Modders Welcome page. He took out the dart peg in something. I can't quite tell what he took it out of. And he posts a picture of it, and he goes, how many pressure are increased if the dart post on Sentu is gone? And I said, this is a best of the worst. Somebody goes, oh, best part of this. Somebody says, not enough to increase, or not enough to make your English better.
Ooh, shots fired.
And then monitors step in and, like, quit being a dick, okay?
But it's being true. It's being honest. Kids need to learn how to grammar.
They do need to learn how to grammar. So,
teach me how to grammar. Teach me how to grammar.
Oh. Speaking of grammar, there were grammar Nazis at Dragon Con, which
I know.
Was awesome, and I really want to go as one next year, so be like, where's your comma? Where is your comma? Ich bin ein comma! Go around with the apps.
Yes. That'd be so great.
Yeah, I just thought I'd throw it in. I thought you would like that.
Okay, so there was this crazy, crazy, like, flame war that happened on the page. Bobo, you were involved with this. I'm just going to start reading this.
Wait, when was it, when did it happen?
On the 5th.
Oh, I don't remember. I know the one today where I said, curse words inbound. I said, like, I am the holder of what the shut the fuck up. It's like I'm the wielder of that.
That is beautiful. Well, this was the one that really got going when the your mom joke started coming in.
Oh, goes,
ask your mom to teach you better jokes. Guy goes, lol, your mom's so fat she falls out of both sides of bed. Or falls out of bed on both sides. If you had a bigger bed, she wouldn't have that problem. Lol, your mom in my bed, you can't afford me.
Oh, is that what I posted?
No. That's what the one guy posted. Then you come in and you tell him, you know, why multiple pictures can be put into an album. You're going to start a project, at least give details what you're going to do. If I wanted to, I could post about 20 pictures of stock blasters all separate saying I have future projects for them. And then you just lost. You're like, seriously? Your mom jokes? This is an Xbox. This is Facebook. You can act like it.
Yeah, whenever people start, like, saying your mom stuff on PlayStation, I'm like, guys, you bought a PlayStation on Xbox. Act like it.
Then the guy goes, yeah, cool. Don't know what I'm doing yet. Nice to see the quality of people you hang out with. This group is terrible so far. Responding to your shitty group member. F this place, I'm out, and then does like a LaFace thumbs up.
Oh, goes, yeah! All right, I remember, bye. You saved that? That was, that, like,
I saved that, just so soon before after. We got to the point, I was just about to post a GIF response, but right after you posted, I said, and then, like a fart in the wind, and somebody else comes in, damn, that's a cold-ass honky. With Macklemore.
Was it? Are you sure it wasn't that thread where I posted that picture of the woman with the You Can't Afford Me t-shirt?
No, that was a different one. And
is that really
that
a different one?
One?
Oh, man, I love that picture.
That was a different one.
It's a picture of this, like, really ugly woman, lady, with, like, a shirt that says You Can't Afford Me.
Yeah.
It's magical. Draculina, do you have, like, a best of the worst from any sort of Nerf experience that you've had? Just kind of being, you know, with drag. Like, I'm sure that comes with a lot of, like, I don't know, stupid kids.
It needs to.
Like, I'm sure it comes with you going,
Actually, the only time I really complained about anyone or thought about it was at our last war, the little kid. Oh my god, Drag, what's your favorite color? I can't
that, I don't want to name
god,
names,
what's your
but
favorite blaster? I don't know, crossbow. What's your favorite color? Again, I can't see colors. Oh. Hey Draculina, what's your favorite Nerf gun? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to name names.
All of these questions, like, all the time.
Yeah,
like,
he asked a bunch of questions
every 5 minutes.
I think the funniest thing that happened, though, was, I said, I think I told a chicken, like, chicken, let's go crazy, like, during a round, and he kept quoting that every round, even when we weren't doing anything, like, in Civil War rounds, you stand still, right? Like, and then you fire a volley, but you don't move, like, you're kind of in one spot the entire time, and he was like, Bubba, let's go crazy, I was like, we're, like, how?
It's like, you're crazy, kid!
It's like, how do I go crazy if I can only stand in one spot? Like, how do we do this? But I will say, he took hits like a champ. That kid.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard that kid could take a hit.
He took, like, Uber domes to the back. It was really impressive, but man, he ran his mouth.
Like, it was ridiculous.
Do you really
and,
not?
What I didn't really like is, like, how many lives do I have? And it's like, I don't know, kid. You're supposed to keep up with that, not us. Why would you ask us that?
Do you get any, like, weird requests? Like, are they like, ooh, can you tell Draculina to do this or that? Or, like, I'm sure you get creepy comments, at least.
I personally haven't had any. There was one comment on my... It was whenever I finished my Boreas. That somebody was like, damn, look at those arm muscles. And then somebody pointed out, like, they were like, no, she's just really skinny. And then somebody said that I look butch. And they were like, I like that. I was like, I don't even understand, but okay.
I think I remember reading that. It was like, she looks butch, ... I like that. It was like, oh, wait, what?
Like, okay.
I'm imagining, like, some, like, bodybuilder lesbian just sitting there at home watching this video. She's got, like, the one eyebrow.
And this girl.
I like that. She's more of a man than I am. Which, Draculina, once you get to know me, you're going to realize that's not that hard to do.
So, Vlad.
Yeah.
You might be coming to Atlanta in November.
Yeah, November 6th, I'm leaving school. I'm actually skipping school so that I can come down and visit Georgia Tech. I'm going
to
follow Drac around a little bit.
He's telling his parents he's actually just coming to visit me.
Yeah, that's what I tell my parents. Actually, dude, just let's go, like, hit up every buffet in town and, like,
oh, man,
grow fat together.
We have to do a podcast. In
we do.
I'm so excited for you to come here.
I'm trying to, you know, snag some extra time down there. We basically just have a weekend, like, we're coming down Thursday night, spending Friday, like, checking out the campus and everything. I'm gonna try to hang out more Saturday, and then leave, like, Saturday night, get home Sunday early morning, and then go to school on Monday, so it's going to be crazy. But yeah, I'm looking forward to hanging out with Drac, probably hang out with the Draculina a little bit.
If you're going to hang out with Drac, you're more than likely going to hang out with me.
I'm going to steal you away from your parents, and they will never hear or see you again, and it's going to be great.
It's going to be so great.
It's going to be like the most positive kidnapping ever.
Oh, fucking tell me
about it. Don't worry, he's all taken care of.
Yeah, I'm going to send him, like, cut out letters from magazines, like, do not worry, Vlad is safe.
But you sign your name, it's like, why didn't he just cut out letters? We know who he is.
It's like, you don't know where I live.
It's like, have you seen Fantastic Mr. Fox?
No.
Oh my gosh. You have to watch that. It's got George Clooney in it. It's great.
I know it has George Clooney in it.
It's so great. Back to Best of the Worst. So earlier in that, I forgot I screen capped the beginning of that post. Earlier, the guy's like, hey, I got no warning. I broke no rule.
Had been in the group for like 30 minutes, too.
Yeah.
Like an hour. It was really weird. He just came in, posted a bunch of stuff. I was like, can you please put them in an album? And he goes like, screw you, man. I'm out of here. I was like, what? Okay.
Picks up my boxed recon and deployed. New project. I did nothing to offend. And then this guy comes in. I don't know. I saw the recon and I was offended. Recon terrible.
I find this recon problematic because patriarchy. Sorry, I had to.
You saw those pictures that I took when I was at the zoo, right? Just all those animals and whatnot.
I don't.
Shot of the tortoise. I think that you like one of them. I'll send you links. Friend of mine went through and liked each and every single one of those photos individually, and it was kind of funny when I see eight notifications pop up. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Like, oh, come on.
Come on, you.
Do we have a best of the best for this week?
I do actually have a best of the best somewhere, eventually.
Draculina, do you have a best of the best?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Nothing.
No, the best of the best would probably have to be that guy that got stuck in the mud. That was hilarious.
That was pretty great. Would that be a best of the best or best of the worst because he did a really crappy job?
I don't know. I thought it was kind of both.
Because, like, on one hand...
On one hand, it was stinking hilarious. On the other hand, like, I kind of felt bad because this guy was not only a grown man, but he was stupid.
No,
like,
the best
was... He brought clean laundry to go muddy. Yeah,
Not only did he have clean laundry in the back of his Jeep for some reason, but he gave his phone to his daughter to, like, film it for, Facebook.
He was tall and kind of chubby.
Was that his girlfriend? Because she looked really young. No way! I thought that was his daughter!
No, that was some kind of significant other.
Maybe it was both.
That's disgusting.
Well, you know, you are south of Mason Dixon line.
We're in the south. All right.
All right. That's swag. Okay.
But he gave her his phone. Like, oh man, this is gonna be so great. Film it for my friends. And then she's just kind of standing there, and he gets stuck. He lets off this big wave of mud. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then he didn't go anywhere. I was like,
an hour.
And he's like, oh man, got stuck. I was like,
Please tell me this started with a phrase similar to, hey y'all, watch this, or
basically.
He kicked her out of the car to, like, take pictures of him.
Yeah.
And then he got stuck.
That's awesome.
And then it took an hour.
There was a chubby kid on a small, like, a really small child-size, like, motobike.
Oh my gosh. It was so cute. There was a guy who was too big for his ATV today. I thought it was, like, he was a normal-sized guy, and, like, his ATV was just, it was particularly small, and it looked like he was a giant compared to it.
That sounds adorable.
We were thinking about shooting him with Zingbo. It's just like, I'm a guy riding my ATV in this dirt zone place, and there's these kids with these Nerf guns on the other side.
That's awesome.
I'll just avoid them. Bam! Right in the face.
Just, like, release a volley. Just...
I have a best of the best. I'm gonna say Zingbos are some of the best of the best because.
Oh my god, I love Zingbos.
Like, I love mine.
When they first came out, you know, of course everyone had kind of had that whole exploders mentality about it, like, you know, it's not gonna do very well. And it surprises me that exploders is still around because I don't know a single person who has one. So that's kind of.
I find them in thrift stores all the time, and I avoid them.
Yeah, how are they still in business? Anyways.
Somebody stupid.
So, like, Zingbos came out, and people were like, you know, whatever, it's not really, doesn't look that great. They're so much fun! Like, when we filmed that Fire Tech bow thing in the Laser Tag Arena, like, that was the most fun I've had in so long.
Did you get the part where I jumped over you on film?
Yes.
Can I see this raw footage? Like, I really want to see this.
I have a lot of raw footage.
Okay, good.
I actually, it was like one of the last shots that I made, but I was going after Drac, and Bobo was laying on the floor, and I just start sprinting, and then I jump over him, and he's like, "Oh my god!"
No, she jumped over me. Jumped over me, and Paul had shot a Zingbo, and she like jumped over it while she was jumping over me.
That is so beautiful.
Yeah, but if you like,
I'm pretty majestic. If I do say so myself.
I did hit her twice in the funny bone. That was pretty great. I shot her in the funny bone, which, like, made her cry, which was...
It was pretty bad. I got shot in the funny bone 2 times by you, and then I got shot in the pelvis, and then Paul immediately shot me in the butt, which was, like, butt-clenching, defying, like...
I know Drac shot me twice up close. And
like, if you get shot with those close range, they really hurt.
We also broke a bunch of them. Like, the shafts just broke off from the fins and the head. But
that's awesome.
It's best of the best because if you can find a small area, like a church or something, that has like a bunch of chairs and stuff you can put around, it's so much fun just shooting these, like, foam arrows that can get really good speed and have a good amount of punch to them just at each other. It's so much fun.
The only reason that I can't use mine at the Recon Wars, the Indoor Wars at least, is because we almost broke stuff with them. Like, we almost broke picture frames and stuff. Since this church has a lot of, like, you know, trophy cases.
When they first came out, there was like, 2 posts on Reddit. It was like, it broke my window. It's like, oh... Okay.
Best of the worst.
But, yeah, Zingbos are best of the best because they were just so unexpectedly good.
Well,
and...
speaking of best of the best, I have a quote here, and I love this quote. Here it is. I just really love touching it. Whoever designed this did a really good job.
What?
Yeah, I'm not going to give you context.
Give me context. I want to know context.
Drac, Lena, you got this one.
I don't know where that's from.
That's from you!
Wait, what did I say?
You said that you just really love touching it. Because whoever designed it did a good job. The crossbow.
When did I say
the 95 crossbow.
When did I say that?
You were sanding it, apparently. That's what Drac said.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody posted a picture of their crossbow. They're like, I just love this thing, it's so great. And Drac says, I quote the lady Drac while she was sanding the shell of her current blast. It's a crossbow, derp. Just really love touching it.
I'm going to say crossbows are overrated. That's just my opinion.
Maybe a little bit. It's a very sexy design, but, you know.
Well, if...
So you actually just cut out, and I didn't hear, like, a whole solid minute of what you said.
Oh, we discussed, really? You know, the principles of, like, relativity and, you know,
important things. We solved all of, like, the world problems and whatnot.
Yeah, it's actually quite simple.
Did you at least hear the part about you loving to touch the crossbow because whoever designed it did a really good job?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Well, if... I think I
got
really
one last one.
One more,
yeah. This is the best of the best. I had mentioned that, you know, we are going, my buddy was going to be bringing a couple more girls to one of our Nerf Wars, and that Drac Lee was going to have to work for her title of cutest nerfer. And
okay.
Then Bobo pops in and says, everyone knows I'm the cutest girl in nerf.
Bobo and I are kind of like on the same tier of cuteness.
No.
Yeah.
No. Lad, read that last sentence because this seals the deal.
I was about my booty be like, pow.
Yep.
But I would counter
with... We actually made a reference like that today.
Really?
I think it was like we were... Drak and I were like kind of rapping back and forth. And somewhere in the line, the booty go pow came out.
That's beautiful.
That's totally coincidental.
Yeah, Bubble, I would counter with my hips be like oomph. Anyways.
No, more about that booty. Booty always be pow.
But, you know, if you work the pole.
You're going to see it in person in November. You're going to be like, dang, his booty is like pow.
Dang, he got that badonkadonk like nobody thunk it.
Like nobody thunk it.
We're going to have a drop and pop contest when you get over here.
A pop, drop like you pop
it's
it?
Like, it's, I think it's called pop, lock, and drop it.
I don't know.
No, it's when you smack the ground, you crouch and smack the ground, then you... lift your butt into the air and it's all
I guess that is a thing because I recall seeing that at the dance that I went to. They had a blacklight dance at my school and that was kind of weird.
That sounds really inappropriate for high schoolers.
It's when I was in high school we did something similar, but they just put up like neon streamers and balloons and stuff, and then they gave us
glow sticks,
string. And you were just like, wear neon clothes or something, and paint. If you come like an hour early, you get body paint for your face and arms.
Our school was very much semi-formal. You can wear a button-up shirt. You don't have to wear the tie.
I have to wear the tie.
nice shoes. Arms length distance. We don't want to see any inappropriate touching.
Oh, man.
We have those top 40 hits your kids are always talking about.
The top 40 hits of 1995.
I went to a private school, and man, whew, they were very much about being in uniform.
Woo!
Yeah, you know what, my school? We don't have detentions.
How's that work?
We have jugs.
What?
Justice under God. Yeah. It's really funny to hear somebody's running down the hallway and they're making a big, you know, ruckus, and a teacher will just like poke their head out of their door and they'll just be like, "Carlos, jug!" It's like, damn.
I got two jugs today. Big jugs. Anyways, I think that's it for this podcast.
That really kind of is it. Oh, wait,
unless
we wanted to talk about five hours. We wanted to talk about one other thing.
What?
We already did that. We already kind of talked about the Rebel line. A little bit.
My thing just got out again, and I heard, so I got, and that was it.
Oh, you can skip that part. Don't worry. You didn't miss much.
Okay.
Anyways, Draculina, did you want to complain about the Rebel line a little bit more and how silly / stupid / sexist it is?
Oh my god.
Yes, I want to hear this.
I have, like, as a girl, I was kind of offended whenever I found out about the Rebel line. I was like, okay, it's smaller for girl hands because generally girls' hands are a lot smaller than males. And I was like, so that's all right, but why did you have to make it pink and purple? Like, this is very, very much targeted towards girls, and it's not like pro-gender equality type thing. Like, why can't you just use neutral colors? Why can't you add blue and green and it'd be totally cool and add it into that weird section? You know, like in Toys R Us, they've got that weird section where you've obviously got your boy stuff and you've obviously got your girl stuff and then you got your baby stuff, but then there's this weird section where it's like the stuffed animals and everything that everyone can play with. Why don't you just put it in that section.
I hate how it's not with the Nerf stuff. Like, it's in its own separate place. It really bothers me.
I feel really awkward whenever I go to Target to, like, find one, and instead of just going to the Nerf aisle like I normally would, I have to bypass all of the dolls. So I'm like, I'm a grown woman in the doll aisle, and I'm like, I swear I don't play with dolls.
How do you think I feel? It's either, it's like, why is that big hairy man in there? Like, what is he doing? What is he doing?
The stores by me, they're all, like, right by the My Little Pony stuff and the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Oh my god, I know!
So, people are like, either he's a weird pedophile thing, or he's a brony and he's creepy. Where's his fedora?
Like, which one's worse?
Yeah. So, usually I do my best to look girlier, and, you know, generally I get by with it, because if somebody sees me, or, you know, an employee, they're like, can I help you, ma'am? Sir? I'm sorry, sir? Like,
speaking of, this is completely off topic for a second. I have a transgender friend, and this was back when I was like 15. We were at the mall, and I walked into the bathroom, and he walks in right after me, and I'm like, I started doing my makeup, and one of the managers come in, and they're like, was that a man behind you? And I was like, no.
Well, I kind of had a similar thing where during Pride Week, my cousin and I, we didn't realize it was Pride Week. We were just kind of like, you know what? It was his last weekend in town, last weekend before school started for me. So we're like, let's just like find a party or something. So we drove around. We're like, stopped at a couple clubs. And we're like, there's nothing going on. Then we see all of Adam Street is blocked off. Turns out it was Pride Week, and we ended up going there. And when we're like heading in, these two lesbians were kissing in front of us, and my cousin's like, I think you made a good choice in bringing me here. Like, I got your back. It's like 1:30 in the morning, I go to use the bathroom, and like two chicks follow me into the men's bathroom. I'm like, I don't know what to think of this.
No big deal, man. Just
no big deal. The one, like, you know, straddles the urinal right next to me. It's like, whatever. It's whatever, man. What were we talking about before? It was
the Rebel line is super sexist.
Yeah.
Now, I would like to say that I'm on the fence about the Rebel line being sexist, because on one side you have the whole, like, Nerf did research, it appeals more to girls than, you know, the regular stuff does.
But
why did they have to make it all pink and girly? Why can't they just, like, put white females on the regular stuff? Like, why is it so hard to do that?
I like, something that I like about it is it's a lot sleeker, and so if you were to repaint it, it could have, like, a super futuristic sci-fi look to it.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I really, really like about the whole line, is that everything's just so dang slick.
Yeah.
And it fits my smaller, girlier hands, I guess.
But what I honestly think is girls, small girls go into the toy section and they see something pink and they're like, oh, I want that. But it's, I mean, I guess it's the parents who have to be like, this should totally be, like, gender neutral. Why isn't it? And I guess nobody's really, like, made that argument to Hasbro. So they haven't been like,
Here's the thing. Nerf, I think it was Nerf Sweden or Denmark or one of those countries, put an ad campaign out of girls playing with the regular stuff. They just switched the boys to a girl, and that was it.
That's good.
Like, that why can't like you just do that? It's not hard. Oh, how the ads are so different. Like, the regular Nerf ads are like, in a warehouse, do a backflip and a cartwheel while shooting super duper range. And then the girls are like, I can run through a forest. I'm independent. Look at me go. It's like,
I've actually never seen a girl Nerf commercial ever.
They're really, okay, so you know how the guys are like doing backflips and somersaults?
Yeah, I know how the guys are like, we're super hardcore doing blah blah blah.
The Rebel line is like in a forest, like total Hunger Games ripoff. It's like, I'm fast, I'm swift, I'm Rebel, and it's like they have beads in their hair, and they're like, you know, holding the bows out and doing that weird kind of like 360 pan around them while they're looking all like cool and stuff, and it's like, I'm Rebel, let's run and frolic through the woods. They're just so different. I don't get it.
It wasn't my best night, but Drac was working on something, and I picked up one of the Rebel boxes, and I just noticed all of the things photoshopped on the box, and I was like, her hair extension is photoshopped, she's not actually wearing a shirt with stripes, blah, 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 and he looked at it, and he's like, oh my god, how did you notice that? And I was like, doesn't matter.
I think they've gone out of their way to reach a market that's closer than they think. Because so many females play HVZ. Like,
they really
there's a huge amount play HVZ, and, like, they don't need an entire series just to be, you know, oh, I want this Nerf blaster.
You know, if you've seen my Boreas, you would know that it's just an Alpha Trooper that is painted white and blue. Like, they're not girly colors. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I wanted, like, a really light pink on there, like, part of it. But then I was like, that kind of destroys my argument. Because, like, I personally kind of like the color pink, but not, like, pink. Let me put pink all over this. Like, I don't like to drown in it.
Fun fact, my Guardian in Destiny has an entire pink armor set.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Fun fact, pink is the color of blood that has been spread out on white linoleum tiles.
All my cars in GTA 5 are hot pink. All my guns in GTA 5 are hot pink.
All because of, you know, breast cancer awareness or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, it's like, why do girls only get pink stuff? I want pink stuff.
Why can't
I have a rabbit that's pink?
In the same light, I also really like blue. Like, I like all shades of blue.
Blue is
and
a nice color.
And, like, if anybody wants to make that stupid kind of, like, rebuttal, like, blue is a boy's color, I'm like, I know it's always kind of been a boy's color, and I've always kind of liked it. Actually, growing up, I liked pink and blue a lot back then, and my best friend was like, why can't you just pick a color? And I'm like, because I'm not a fucking square.
Because I'm stomping the patriarchy, I'm not sorry.
But like, she got really mad because she only liked pink, and she was like, well, you gotta pick a favorite color, and I was like, no,
that's
I don't.
Stupid.
See, my favorite color changed so much, it literally changed based on mood, but now that I've kind of matured, I'm like, you know what? Green is the color that speaks to me most, because it's nice and calm.
Green speaks to me.
Draculina, remember when at the UGA game when we were in the woods, it was like, I understand nature, man. It's like, I get camo now.
Please tell me that somebody, like, became one with a plant,
meaning. We were just, like, really tired, and we were just waiting around, and so we were just all laying down.
There was one point where I had to open something, and it was just like an emergency blanket, and it was...
Oh, that thing was so loud.
It was loud and crinkly, but I couldn't see it, so Bobo was like, here, let me put my flashlight on it, and immediately upon putting his flashlight on it, it like shined back at us, and it's like, oh god!
Like, our eyes had been adjusted for like 2 hours, and I shine an LED flashlight that I put a trust fire into just to kind of overvolt it for the lulls, and I shone it on and emergency blankets are like reflective as hell.
Yeah,
which just blasted straight back into my eyes.
I'm imagining like the look on your face. Imagine the look on your guys' face was something akin to those kittens. They're like, I have made a mistake.
Yeah, basically. Well,
I immediately regret this decision.
It was one of those like, why did I do that? Like, I knew better.
I'm real quick going to share a why did I do that, I should have known better story, because we can call this part story time. I was in Boy Scouts.
It's okay, I was in Girl Scouts. I learned nothing. I learned how to make a takeout box, and that was
I learned that I learned that knots take too much time, and all you need is a stake to hold your tent down to the ground. The end.
Well, I learned that the girls like the knots. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. So, you know how to do that, Clovis.
Last time I told her that I was an Eagle Scout.
And, oh, you know
until
how to
I
do
showed
that.
Her all the knots that I learned.
Oh, we are granny knot. Oh, I'm so hot right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you what, when they're floating in the air, you know, when there's suspended from the ceiling. But no, so a buddy of mine, he, the same guy that wanted me to draw him as a French girl, he's like, you know what, I'm not going to have caffeine during this week. He's freaking addicted to caffeine. It was hilarious. At that point, he was drinking 2 liters of soda a day.
Did he have withdrawal?
He had withdrawal. He literally had about a 3-day period where if you would, like, turn him in a certain direction, you just walk mindlessly in that direction. I almost had him go off of a bridge quite a few times and fall in Lake McNichol.
Did he, like, have the shakes and everything?
He didn't quite have the shakes. He just had, like, really bad headaches, and he would be like, I'm not even sure what's going on. Where are we?
Yeah, that's withdrawal.
Pioneer, dude. Don't you remember? He's like, what are we even doing? Eating. You have a fork in your hand. You're eating. Oh,
I have never had that bad of withdrawal.
It was bad. Well, when he was, like, getting... He had a soda, so then he's like, I feel better. Let's do stuff. So he had this great idea. Let's make a Molotov with this glass Coke bottle.
Seems good.
That I just drained in like 2 minutes because, you know, lol.
Molotovs are always a good idea.
He tell me about it. He fills it with Camp Dry, like a good inch of Camp Dry. We go over to Lake McNichol. We light it.
McNichol?
McNichol. Yeah.
What a fun name.
It used to be a septic lake. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Let's go swim in that.
Yeah, that's the initiating process, dude.
Oh, that's so gross.
It is, but...
Wait, the scout people were all like, oh, man, septic lake, let's build a scout camp here.
Well, no, it became a septic lake because of the scout camp. There wasn't a lake there. And then they kind of dug it out, and like, well, they had, you know, they had one way in the back 40, which is the 40 acres that they don't use for anything, which when he was completely elusive, my friend, at one point he goes, I'm just going to sprint into the back 40 and see where I end up. He ended up hitting a highway that was like 2 property lines over, and then he's like, I made a mistake, and starts walking back. He was gone for half a day. And he had 1 liter of water, and this was the year that we hit 100 degrees every day. He made so many bad choices that year. But so the camp, you know, they had a septic lake. They filled that up. They're like, we need another septic lake. So they make Lake McNichol because, you know, there isn't flushing toilets. There's latrines. And when everybody's eating the same thing, everything just smells the same, and it's gross.
This sounds like the worst camp ever.
It is the best camp ever. We still, to this day, call it Fat Camp because of how great the food was.
It's
I love this camp. I'm going back next year, even though I'm going to be too old to go as a scout. I'm just going to go as an adult and just mess around.
I'm just going to go. Shenanigans.
Going for the kids.
We just played, literally, because it rained really, really bad one night this past year. We just sat in the amphitheater where we really weren't supposed to be, like 8 of us, and played Cards Against Humanity because we had nothing better to do.
You're so bad, Vlad.
The septic lake kind of sounds like our Lake Alatoona. It's a man-made lake. It is so disgusting. Like, if you go there during the right time of the day, you can just see, like, all of the duck crap and everything. Just, like, coming from the bottom, and it just, like, pushes against the beach line, and, like, there are people swimming in this, and I'm just like, oh, God.
Well, hey, Lake Erie is right by me, and we just had a big scare where, like, the water was toxic.
I was about to say, no one beats Toledo, Ohio with toxic algae sludge everywhere.
And I blame Detroit for just pumping all of their, shit into the
You can blame Detroit for everything. It's Detroit. True.
That is true, but they literally...
No offense to the listeners in Detroit, but it's Detroit.
Sorry, Sam, but your city sucks. But yeah, so getting back on topic to that Molotov, or let me finish the septic lake. So as they expanded the camp, you know, they stopped using Lake McNichol. They made another lake, which is called the Honey Lake. Yeah.
Gross.
The Honey Dipper is the thing that comes.
I was just about to say, is it because of Honey Dippers?
Yeah, it's the Honey Dipper that comes and gets the sewage.
Well, oh my god.
McNichol eventually just kind of like detoxed, and now it's like the most fertile lake. It's literally filled with weeds and stuff, and so many fish and everything. It's kind of awesome. On occasion, if you're lucky, you'll find a three-legged frog, and it's really cool.
That is disgusting. I found a frog last night, and I almost stepped on him.
Aww.
And then my cat, he alerted me that he was there because I stepped on the stone, and then my cat just, like, darted over. And he's like, there is a frog right in front of me. I'm going to attack him.
There's a frog.
Look at it.
Mom, what are we going to do with the frog? Mom, look at the frog.
Basically, like, I don't know what it is with my animals, but none of my animals will attack, like, you know, like, some cats, they really like butterflies and bugs, and they will go absolutely crazy and, like, catch it and eat it. My cats don't do that. Like, if they see a bird, they'll just look at it. Like, they are mesmerized by, like, oh my god, there's this thing in the yard. And it smells weird. I've never seen one of these before. Mom, come look at this. Do you see this? Look at this thing. Did it just croak?
The smartest thing my dog does is attack my friends when they come over.
Oh, my dog pumps everybody. My dog is not only fixed, but it's a girl.
My dog eats its own poop. I think I win.
I mean, my dog eats cat poop.
I had a yellow lab. He was sitting by this flower, and this big monarch butterfly lands on this flower, like a huge monarch. And he's just kind of staring at the monarch, and we're all like, oh, look, Charlie's just looking at this butterfly. He's admiring nature. He jumped up the 8 inches and just ate it.
Yes!
At my dad's, I have a Great Dane, and, like, out of nowhere, you just hear... And every time... We figured it out. Whenever she does that, she's actually catching and eating flies.
Oh my god, that's so weird.
You say it's a Great Dane. That's not a dog. That's a horse.
Well, she's a mix. She's a Great Dane and a Neapolitan Mastiff.
Oh, those things are... Neapolitan Mastiffs freak me out.
She's huge.
They challenge my height. I get offended by that.
She's when she stands on her back leg, she's a little over 6 feet tall.
That's awesome. Anyways, back to the Molotov. Guess.
He has a Molotov, and there's so much like methane coming out of the lake, it sets the entire thing on fire.
No. Almost as beautiful. He doesn't put a cap, like, he doesn't put a rag in the top of it. So when he tilts it back to... I even pointed that out. I'm like, dude, it doesn't have, like, a top in it. The liquid's just going to spill out. He goes, no, it'll be fine. I'm just not going to, like, you know, tilt it backwards like that. Freaking does it, and I didn't notice it. I'm watching this thing arc into the lake, just this flaming bottle of beauty. It lands with a kersplash. It's like, ooh, that's pretty. Why is my leg hot? Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. I look down, my leg is on fire. And that's the story of how the first time that I shaved my legs, because I didn't have hair on my one leg.
So
I evened myself out.
I have a story that's similar to this one.
Please,
this podcast is going to go on and on, but I don't care.
So great. And Duke is going to be so mad because we're not staying on topic at all.
Yeah, we talked a little bit on. Okay, so
we talked about nerve a little bit.
I had a friend named Brian. Brian was this guy that I knew through someone else. I'm not entirely sure of the whole lineage, but he was a drummer, and we started a quote band. Band.
Oh, wait, you see the guy that you played Baba Black Sheep with?
No, that's a different guy.
Okay.
So, he knew this guy named John. How do I describe... John... Think of an imp. Like a little, like, scheming imp, and that's kind of what John looked like.
I'm thinking of Peter Dinklage, and it's, you know...
No.
It's getting kind of hot.
Even weirder than Peter Dinklage. Okay, so... John was really weird, to say the least. He was a massive pothead, and this goes with the story. So we were driving up to get some food, and I was just ragging him. I was like, you know, pot is like the leading cause of lung cancer. I was just like ragging on him about it, and he gets really pissed off about it. And so he just gets out of the car and starts walking back to Brian's house. Like, okay. So when we get back, he's like, I want to wrestle. okay. Like, so he starts, like, angrily trying to wrestle us. Okay. And then he's like, I want to burn some stuff. Once again, okay. Like, we're just kind of riding along with this. So he goes out to their backyard. He gets this, like, thing of gasoline. He starts just, like, burning some, like, army men or something. I was in the house when this happened. So I walk over to the window to see what's going on. And he has, like, this small little fire pit going. And he has the can of gasoline about, like, 6 or 7 feet away. And he pours some gas into this container. And the fire arcs from the fire pit into the container with the gasoline.
Oh my god.
No.
Freaks out, right? He's like, oh my gosh. Then the fire arcs from the container he has to the thing with the gasoline in it.
No.
And he's like, no. Then he starts trying to kick the fire out on the nozzle of the gasoline canister with his foot. Don't know why, but he does. It tilts over onto the ground. And there's just, like, this delay. About 2 seconds after it happens, this huge patch of grass just catches on fire. He's like, get the water!
Get the water!
And they're, like, 20 feet away trying to put out this fire, and it's only, like, misting the water. And Brian's mom comes up next to the window, and she's like, what are they doing? I was like, I don't know, being an idiot. She goes, guys! Get the water in a bucket! And she just leaves the room.
That is so cool. I honestly kind of would probably react the exact same way. I'd be like, this is too poor for my blood.
It's just such a weird chronological event.
I thought that potheads were supposed to be, like, you know, really gentle creatures.
Oh no, they're scary.
This guy is, like, John was one of those guys you're like, I don't know this guy.
I don't know about this guy.
It's like, I don't know him. But he wants to go, who?
So, oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of awesome.
But I want to know why he wanted to stomp out the nozzle of the gasoline canister like that was going to do something. Like, such an idiot.
Oh man, that's so beautiful. Well, on that note, do we want to start whoring ourselves out? Places to find those things.
Draculina, you get to whore yourself out,
but not in the bad way.
Like, do you have links to stuff? Do you have a list?
No.
She has a I'm dating a vampire blog, and it's currently at about 3,000 hits right now. Mostly Twilight fans, right? Am I kind of spot on?
Yeah.
She's just like, sure, whatever you say.
I currently don't have anything, but we are... Since we have a war, kind of community war every month, we are actually going to put up flyers within, like, a 50-mile radius of
really?
Our war.
That's cool. I didn't know you guys were doing that.
Well, I thought of this idea today at the war.
I
wouldn't know if you were there. But we were gonna set I was gonna design it, and I was gonna put some near my place, and then Mellow and Chicken.
I'll put some up.
We're gonna take some. That would be really helpful if you did. And then Drac was, and we would just like have them everywhere, and so, like, if anybody did want to play, we'd get a lot of new players.
Well, do you want to say the link to the Southeast Nerf Club and the monthly war thing?
Oh, I don't know it.
I'll do it.
Oh, you're such a doll.
I thought he was a fruitcake.
Oh, yeah, you're a fruitcake. Fruitcake. Fruitcake.
This happened once before. You know what happened last time?
I think I was a little redundant, and I also called him a fruitcake.
Well, no, I mean, why Bubba was quiet right now. Last time this happened...
He's picking up the thing.
I accidentally pulled out my USB.
Exactly. His fat thighs...
I pulled out my USB by accident.
I called it, too! I called it.
Wait, did you say that he pulled out his USB?
Yeah, I'm like, his fat thighs got a hold of his USB.
What was the last one?
Love, Bobo, love.
What'd you guys say?
That your fat thighs pulled out the USB.
Do you want me to say the links to the thing?
Yes.
Okay. Vlad, you can whore yourself out first while I get this up.
Okay, I am going to whore myself out. I run my YouTube channel, youtube.com/VladTheNerfNico. We do the Recon Wars. There's one next weekend, although by the time this one releases, it will be tomorrow night, because this one is coming out on Friday night. So Saturday the 20th, there will be a war. If you're in the Toledo area, or we even have people coming down from like the Detroit area, come on, check us out. You can link us up on Facebook. You just search for Reynolds Corner of Nerf.
No. You know,
have fun. Pet the kitty. Come on. I know that's your cat. Just, there's no two ways about it. Yeah, that's basically it. We got the podcast at nerfherderpodcast@blogspot.com. You can email us if you want, nerfherderpodcast@gmail.com. We will answer your questions, comments, concerns, sneak peek as to what's happening in the future. I am in talks with Busby right now, and we might be able to talk with people from Busby, and that makes me so happy.
If we did that, I'd totally just, like, advertise it everywhere.
I would, too. I'd be like, hey, we're talking to Busby people to ask questions. Here. So,
I'd be like, so, why did you get rid of the large tank panthers?
I actually asked them about that. I asked a person on their Facebook page, you know, messaging them, and they're like, no, they're basically the same blaster, just different colors. So I was like, I looked at this.
You guys obviously don't know what you're talking about right now.
It's like, the air tank is obviously smaller, and my air tank on my Air Max 1 is leaking like crazy.
You got rid of your biggest moneymaker.
They really did. They really did.
But we can, if you can get that going, I'll post a bunch of stuff where people can post questions they want.
They asked, you know, I mentioned that, you know, we do the show and everything, and we'd like to talk to somebody from their research and development portion of the company. Like, oh yeah, do you have some previous recordings that we could listen to? Just get a feel for it? It's like, sure, here's the blog. So
here's the blog.
Huh?
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Yeah. Bobo, start whoring yourself out.
Oh goodness. I am Bobo Lilo. It's funny because that's the name I use and whatever. It's a terrible joke. Anyways. You can find me on youtube.com/IamBobolo. I also have a wonderful Facebook page at facebook.com/IamBobolo. And if you are in the southeast area, that's Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Mississippi, whatever, you can join the Southeast Nerf Internet community at facebook.com/group/, and then there's a number. It's 2455075889699930. I don't think anyone has put a name up. Anyways, but it's the Southeast Nerf Internet community, and we also have the Southeast Nerf Club. Southeast is one word, where we do wars like once every month, and we kind of get those going. So join us there. It's facebook.com/groups/SENerfClub. Just S-E. Nerf Club. Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. But, we need more people at those wars, because wars are fun. If you don't war, then you're missing out, and that's it.
And you do the yeah. Okay. I think that's going to do it for this episode, where we went all over the place, talked about some stuff, had an awesome guest.
Talked about a lot of stuff.
We went everywhere. This is kind of great.
If you're still listening to this, I'm surprised.
All six of you, I love you very much.
We have six people listening?
Yeah, at one point.
How did you guys manage to keep to stay here? My goodness.
I'm honestly surprised that people didn't like kill themselves from listening to like, everywhere. God, like, I can't
talk about stupid things I don't care about.
Anyways, guys, thanks for listening. Oh no, we just lost one. Whoops.
Holy God. Why not the gals, Vlad?
Oh wait, now we got him back. But yeah, so Thanks for
Wait a second.
For listening.
It might be Lord Draconolio.
Might be. The Dracula Pinocchio? Sure.
The Dracula Pinocchio.
The Pinocchio. On that note, if you feel recoil, you're holding the ultimate pretty close to your face. Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah.